Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
A full moon rises just after sunset, appearing dramatically low and huge in the sky. If you are walking under a forest canopy, as the lucky few of us were on the recent monthly full moon hike offered at Point Reyes National Seashore, it's mighty dark before the moon shows itself. But oh my, when it does, amidst the croaking frog symphony, it's impossible not to gasp, to feel small, to feel humbled by your great good luck. Brandon, the excellent Point Reyes education guide leading our small group, had stressed safety before we started since, after all, a full moon hike meant we were walking in the dark. But just before we turned back, he proposed that each of us might, one by one, take a solo hike in the dark down the 3-foot-wide trail. I chose to use a small light to make sure I didn't trip over something and, you know, ruin the hike for everyone. But as instructed, I aimed the light at my feet and remained surrounded by the deep forest darkness. I was surprised that I was not afraid of animals or the dark itself, but I was taken aback by how very solitary I felt and how my mere 6 or 7 minutes alone on the trail in the dark took on a significance that I have since returned to in my mind again and again. Although I appear to be an extrovert, I am all too aware that everyone goes through life alone, and many of us either have no idea what lies ahead or don't know how to get where we think we want to be going. As I walked alone, I realized that as a newly solo person, my life would be, at least for now, like this walk in the woods, alone, unable to see where I was going, unable to know when the path would end. Oddly, the realization was comforting. With a perspective, I'm Ellen Greenblatt.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond, with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.